This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Is photography only for the sighted? A group of 7 visually impaired photographers beg to differ with an exhibition of their works that employs sensory photography, photography that employs senses other than just sight to create images. The exhibition is the result of a 10-week sensory photography program and is on at Ruang Think City, Kuala Lumpur until the 27th of September. Joining me today are 2 of the photographers, Vivian Quick and Sivabalan Selvarajan, and Ken Goh, founder of the Plus Community Partnership and one of the organizers of the program. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So I think one of the things that is foremost on most people's minds is what exactly is sensory photography?
Basically, a lot of people think sensory photography is only catered for sighted people. But we Plus Community, we would like to challenge that. In our, we think, you know, when we come up with this program, we thought, hey, we want to challenge that. That's why we started this sensory photography, where we think visually impaired person can capture something very emotional, even more emotional than so-called the sighted people. Why? Because we rely on our sight, only one sense. We judge everything by just looking. But for the visually impaired person, they rely on other senses. So that's why. That's how we started it.
How is it different from photography as we would normally understand it?
Sensory photography rely on other senses. You don't just see things by your sight, but you're using your touch, your smell, your hearing. So basically, via this other so-called senses, how do you inject emotion in the picture? How you do a storytelling? So via photography. Mm-hmm. So this is what we trying to do with the program, to encourage them to do it.
The program was a partnership between your organization, which is Plus Community Partnership.
That's right.
Malaysian Association for the Blind.
That's right.
And David Lok Photography.
Yes, through DL.
What was the structure of the program?
The structure of the program. Basically, sensory photography is the Plus Community, is our pilot project. So we came up with this idea and we contacted Mr. David Lok from through DL. Hey, can you do it for us or not? And then immediately he said, yeah, you know, I will do it. As we know, we have fully confidence with him because he's one of the so-called established photographer in town. And then when we got a partner like David, so we approached Malaysian Association for the Blind. We spoke to Mr. Tawa. We would like to teach a student photography. Can you announce to the kids? So when we announced, their students are coming to sign up. That's how it started.
And Vivian and Sivabalan, you are, of course, 2 of the participants in the program. There are different stages of visual impairment. Perhaps you could tell us what category each of you are in?
For blindness, there are 3 categories. We have B1, B2 and B3. So B1 refers to those who are totally blind, where they don't have light perception, they don't have shadow and total darkness. Whereas for B2, you have some light perception. You can see shadow moving in front of you, but you cannot make up the objects. For B3, we are able to see at near distance.
I see.
The objects. Mm.
And we have yourself, you are B3.
Yes, I'm B3.
And Siva, you are
B3 also.
But the program, it includes people of all categories?
Yes. Right. Yes.
For those of us who are sighted, obviously we think of photography immediately as something that you need to be able to see to do it.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to know, what is the experience of photography like for the both of you?
Okay, as for me, I have been having the passion for photography, because I'm still able to see and I love traveling. So whenever I travel, I take lots of photos. But when before I attended the sensory photography, to me, photography is just take moments in your life, moments where you are connected to and the environment. But then after I was taught by teacher David, then I gain more knowledge on photography. I know what is the real photography is.
Ah, so photography as art rather than just to capture.
Yes, it's a form of art, yes.
And me. And before I joined in the photography club, I'm just an ordinary school boy, studying high school like that.
Yeah, I know, you just finished secondary school, right?
Yep. After I finished my FPM, my friend told me about the photography club. So I like to give me some shot, because I like to take some picture of cat, animal like that, So I try the first time I see my teacher, my teacher name is David Locke. He the teach one about the photography to me. So the first time I see like normal, he teach like normal. So the first time he teach about the shadow, everything like normal to me. Like if he, oh, this is just shadow. Or oh, if he take the picture of shadow, if not knife, like thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then she teach me how beautiful the shadow. Then I learn something new about what the shadow meaning and the picture. Then he teach me about what the meaning of the picture we take. And when we focus to take the picture, he be nice than we usually take.
Mm-hmm.
Like picture, usual picture that we take. That. The normal people just see the thing and they capture the picture, right? Mm-hmm. But like us, the blind people and like after like me and Vivian, we are just feel.
Mm.
When we take the picture, we feel from our heart, like we touch the thing and we feel. Then we take the picture. Sometimes we take the picture for like we cannot feel the thing, but we like feel and take the sound. Then we take the picture.
And what kind of photographs do both of you like to take? Do you have a particular theme that you enjoy?
I like the wild photograph like that. Like take the animal picture like that.
I think one of the main pictures for the promotion is a cat.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Oh, that is a very nice picture. I liked it very much.
Oh, thank you.
What about you, Vivian?
As for me, I like natures. So I would take greenery, scenery, outdoor.
And why is photography something that is helpful or useful to be taught to the visually impaired community?
It's another channel for them, because they are the statistic, right? How what we study, we realize that there are over 488,000 of visually impaired person in Malaysia, and only 360 of them are employed.
What
only
percentage?
200 are skilled. So we thought, hey, is there any chance for us in other than just instill so-called a platform for them to express themselves as a platform to express in art form? Is there any way for us to also open up another opportunity for them as a career, for them to make money from there? So that's another mission of the programs.
Before the project comes in my mind, even though I'm still able to see, but in my mind, I was wondering how a blind can take photos. Because when you come to photography, the first thing is you must have vision, you must have sight. So it will never come to me that totally blind, that is a B1 friend, they're able to take photo. So when Tegu Ken and David, and maybe having the class, so I registered. And after learning with them, only then I know there are possibilities.
What are some of the different types of photos or themes that your fellow program participants produced?
Actually, yeah, we realized
different group were different. Yes.
Yeah, different students have different strengths.
Different category got different.
Mm.
For example, the Vivian, she's very good in her picture, whatever she captured is very Chinese painting style. She's very poetic. And Siva, he loves small animals, cat. I think he took a lot of nice pictures of cats. And we have other that, for example, another
B1.
One, Kak Jem, B1, totally blind, 63 years old auntie. But her characteristic, she's very easy to mix around with, get along with stranger. So when she approach a stranger, imagine totally like the blind lady come to you and say, can I take a picture of you? The stranger automatically opened up to her. And she managed to capture a very, very nice moment, very spontaneous action. She do very good portrait.
We need to take a break now. Yeah. But when we come back, I'd love to hear more about your specific experiences during the photo program itself. I'm speaking to Plus Community Partnership founder Ken Goh and Vivian Quek and Sivabalan Selvarajan. Vivian and Sivabalan are two of seven visually impaired photographers featured in an exhibition called Sensory Photography for Our New Malaysia. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Plus Community Partnership founder Ken Goh and Vivian Quek and Sivabalan Selvarajan. Vivian and Sivabalan are featured in an exhibition called Sensory Photography for Our New Malaysia, where visually impaired photographers take pictures with a method called sensory photography. I'm very curious to know what the experience was like for you, Siva and Vivian, when you started attending these workshops. You know, what was your mindset going in, and what was the experience of learning to take photos?
In the first time, I joined the club. Then I like the, I see everyone like there, like me. I can see like B3, right? So I can see the people. So but the I see the other one like Kajam, they say, right? Kajam. She is a total blind. Then I forgot, how the blind can take picture? Huh? I laugh in my heart like that. So I feel like, how the blind can take the picture like that? Then my teacher gave some FMN to all of the people. Then they bring the FMN and we see the FMN. And I take my FMN also. But my picture was not quite good. But I see the total blind one, her picture is very beautiful than me. Then I say, hey, how you take the picture like this, huh? Like, my picture is not good like that. Mm-hmm. Then she, I just take, just hear the phone and just take the picture. Then I like get some new experience from there.
I think in some ways, actually, what you're saying is many of our perception as well, right? Because I think we all have this prejudice or this sort of very biased view of what a visually impaired person can and cannot do. And just like you, I think I'm also learning as I look at the photos and as I talk to you that there are so many possibilities, and all that needs to be done is to empower people by giving them the tools.
That's right. I think this program gave a platform for sighted people and for the so-called visual impaired person, right, to interact with each other, for them to explore, go into their world and see what they can achieve with their, you know, with their ability. And at the same time, we learn from them, to realize that they can do a lot more. Mm-hmm. And also for them to realize that, actually, I can do something that can impress the sighted people. So it's a cross between the two worlds of learning.
And the exhibition has been going on for about a week now?
Yeah, almost a week.
What has the feedback been from the people who have come?
Very good, very good. I think a lot of them, they are amazed. And they never expect this kind of results from a visually impaired photographer.
What about Vivian and Siva? Have you been hearing from your friends or your family about your photos?
Oh, they are amazed.
They say, this look good, great, I am proud of you, like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel my friend also, she asking, hey, you take the picture. He also can update me about I am the take the picture. So because this is our opportunity to show them how we can take the picture, right? So the normal person can take the picture, but the blind can take the picture also, right?
Just to be honest, dear, when people visited to come for the show, we have Vivian and we have all our photographers to present their work. Mm-hmm. I mean, by judging from their reaction from far, because they are the star of the show, we can tell how proud they are. And also, like, we can see the visitor, right, we look at the picture, how amazed they were. Mm. So that was I think that was the proudest achievement of us, having them present the work to the visitors.
I think one of the components that is a part of this exhibition is that you've also have tactile photography exhibits, so that the visually impaired visitors can also experience the photos.
Right. We would like to make the whole program as inclusive as possible, because we also want the so-called visually impaired others, or I would say some blind visitor from other center to come and see. When they say see, it's like they feel the picture with the audio aids. So we do some print, convert about 28 prints so that the blind can see the picture with the aids of the audio description.
So there's audio description and also you can feel the photographs?
Yes, the photograph is being embossed. It's being prepared in another format where we use a technique we call tactile art. where they can listen to the audio. Audio will describe the picture. They feel the embossed area of the print. They will form a imagery in their mind, and that's how they see the picture.
I think it's a good platform to bring awareness to the public. You know, in terms of blindness, when an equal opportunity given, the blind can do anything possible, can make things possible. Mm. So I think it's the first in Malaysia Plus Community is doing such a good cause.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very great opportunity.
What about from the perspective of sighted people who come to the exhibition? What do you hope that they will take away?
I think they will be... I think can instill the blind the also bone. Can do if given equal opportunity. Mm. Well, why not we as a sighted, you know? So there is, if you love the thing you do, go and tap it out, your potential. Mm. Go and work for it, look for it, and take the opportunity. Love what you do and fulfill your dreams. It gives you a sense of fulfillment, yeah. self-fulfillment, yeah. Mm. And builds your confidence. Mm. Because before that, we wouldn't be able to know that the exhibition, and we have this exhibition, and the response was so great.
To me, the people, I wish you to them, how we can feel about the photo. For we take the picture, right? When we take the picture, we feel the thing. Then we take the picture, right? So we show to the normal person or normal people about the blind. The blind take the picture. When they take the picture, they must feel the situation. The situation, then we take the picture. The normal just see and capture the picture. Like, we have the form different, right? But the normal person cannot understand the true feeling of the blind.
I think in a certain way, this exhibition does send out a signal to the public that if anyone given a fair chance, they can amaze you, no matter who they are. Okay. Simple as that.
And you mentioned earlier that this is the pilot project.
Yep.
Are there plans for expansion? Are there going to be further initiatives like this?
We will carry on with this sensory photography for sure. Where every single class, we did document down how we execute the class. And we also develop into a handbook. We compile everything. We develop a handbook, syllabus where we'll share to all photographers who want to conduct blind photography in other countries so they can develop from there further. So more of the so-called visually impaired person will benefit from it.
So this pilot project is, of course, one of PLUS Community Partnerships initiatives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does this fit into the kind of work you generally do?
Basically, PLUS Community, our philosophy is that we believe what good for business should be good for community as well. That's why every single project that we do, it has to benefit our community in a certain way. So, for example, MAB, sensory photography is one of the program. 100 program will follow. We help company to extend their social agenda. We create a sustainable platform to empower the community while lifting their brand. So it can work both ways. It can start with community first and then brand the follow, or the other way around. It depends on how the brief come in.
Will there be specifically for the photographers who were in this workshop?
Yeah.
Are there going to be other opportunities, other exhibitions that they will be able to participate in?
Yes, we would like that. I think we still would like to want them to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So from time to time, we'll gather our photographer, like we share the work, talk about it so that they can improve on it further. We also want to find a way how to partner them, how to so-called market them in a way where, yes, judge their work, look at their work. Don't hire them because you feel sympathy for them.
Mm.
That's what we don't want. Judge the work and then pay them the right kind of price. So that's what we want. It's not paying you for a token. That's the last thing we want.
And Vivian and Siva, just before we go, what would you like to tell other people in the visually impaired community about photography?
For the blind, they have so many skills for the blind. But the people, if they're not, I find people like lazy or something, that they don't want to do the thing, but they can try, make can do, but they want don't want to do la like that. But the people like normal people for like fame la. But the better, we all have a unique skill when we take the picture. Like me, I take the picture of an animal like that, and we went take them like natural or something. Then I have some guys from my photography club. They also have new unique skill la. Like some people take the like reality something like that. So the everyone have a formal skill, but they not show the skill. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
But the better they try and make it la.
Mm-hmm.
Make it what they can do.
For the blind, I always encourage them to come and learn. To take out the opportunity given to you. Photography is a fun activity. It gives us opportunity to interact with the sighted world. We learn from each other. They learn from us, and so that, you know, because normally public have wrong perception about disabled, and they cannot understand. So through all these activities, they are able to understand more, and they can have more tolerance for disabled people.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and your experiences. And I look forward very much to seeing the exhibition.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I would love to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Vivian Quek and Sivabalan Selvarajan, two of the visually impaired photographers being featured in an exhibition called Sensory Photography for Our New Malaysia. And also Ken Goh, who is the founder of Plus Community Partnership and one of the organizers of the program. The exhibition is on at Ruang Think City KL until the 27th of September. And for more information, visit facebook.com/sensoryphotographyexhibitions. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.